grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with us all. Amen. For this day of Pentecost, two texts, Genesis chapter 1, verses 1 and 2. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. The earth was without form and void, and darkness was over the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters. And from the 8th chapter of St. Paul's letter to the church at Rome, the 11th verse. If the Spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he who raised Christ Jesus from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through his Spirit who dwells in you. Whenever we join in confessing our faith in the words of the Nicene Creed, as we just did, we say, "And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who together with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophet." But it is on this day of Pentecost that we especially reflect on the person and work of God the Holy Spirit. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life. Together with the Father and the Son, the Holy Spirit is Lord. That is who the Holy Spirit is. And he is the giver of life. And that is what the Holy Spirit does. We are told in Holy Scripture that when in the beginning God created the heavens and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters. The Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters. The picture these words paint is of the Spirit hovering over the formless void, like a hen whose warmth brings to life her little ones. We're being told that from the beginning of all things, the Holy Spirit is the giver of life, the creator spirit, whose life-giving work never ceases. In recounting the wonders of creation, the psalmist prays, "You send forth your spirit, and they are created, and you renew the face of the earth." And the poet Gerard Manley Hopkins says, "The Holy Spirit over the bent world broods with warm breast and with awe bright wings." The Holy Spirit over the bent world broods with warm breast and with awe bright wings. The Holy Spirit is the giver of life in creation. The Holy Spirit is also the giver of life in the work of redemption. For when the time had fully come to restore the fallen creation, it was by the power of the Holy Spirit that the eternal Son and Word of the Father took on himself our humanity in the womb of Blessed Mary. St. Luke tells us that the angel Gabriel said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you." The power of the Most High will overshadow you. And so just as the Holy Spirit hovered over the face of the deep at creation, just so the Holy Spirit overshadows the lowly virgin at the beginning of the new creation, accomplished by the Son and Word of the Father, through whom all things were made. And when the Word made flesh began his public ministry, the Holy Spirit in the form of a dove descended on him as he was baptized by John in Jordan. And in Christ's ministry, the Holy Spirit continued to work as the Savior healed the sick, raised the dead, and in preaching the good news of his kingdom of mercy, gave life to those who had been dead in trespasses, in sin. In Holy Scripture, the Holy Spirit is sometimes called the finger of God. The finger of God. Jesus says, "If I by the finger of God cast out demons, the kingdom of God has come upon you." And that is why in the church's hymn, "Come Holy Ghost, Creator Bless," the church sings to the Holy Spirit, "The sevenfold gifts of grace are thine, O finger of the hand divine." Yes, the Holy Spirit is the giver of life, both in creation and in the new creation, through God's eternal Son and Word, through whom all things were made and are held in being. The Holy Spirit is the giver of life in the work of creation. The Holy Spirit is the giver of life in the work of redemption. And the Holy Spirit is the giver of life in the work of sanctification. The word sanctification means making holy that which is not holy. The Holy Spirit makes us sinful human beings holy through the Holy Church, through the forgiveness of sins, through the resurrection of the body, whereby the Holy Spirit's life-giving work in creation and redemption will be brought to completion. Now, no one needs to be told that this world is far from the purpose of God who made it. In his poem, Gerard Manley Hopkins speaks of the bent world, a fitting image for a world wandering in trackless wastes, a world where in so many places life is held so cheap and love has grown so cold. But still a world not abandoned to its folly, but eternally loved by its Maker. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. As Dr. Luther says in his large catechism, God has revealed and opened to us the most profound depths of his fatherly heart, his sheer, unutterable love. But we could never come to recognize the Father's favor and grace were it not for the Lord Jesus, who is a mirror of the Father's heart. But neither could we know anything of Christ had it not been revealed to us by the Holy Spirit. And it was on this day of Pentecost that our Lord's disciples, filled with the Holy Spirit, proclaimed the salvation accomplished through the atoning death and life-giving resurrection of the Lord Jesus. The Holy Spirit on that first day of Pentecost used the disciples' preaching to bring 3,000 people to repentance and baptism. And the Holy Spirit has continued to do this until this very day, and will continue to do so until Christ's glorious coming again. In all of this, the Holy Spirit is the giver of life. As we learn to say in the Catechism, the Holy Spirit will on the last day raise up me and all the dead and give to me and all believers eternal life. And so we pray on this day of Pentecost that the Holy Spirit would continue his life-giving work in each one of us, strengthening us in faith and hope and love, in the faith that rests in Christ, in the hope that's anchored in Christ's promises, and in the love which responds to his unmerited love for us. St. Paul speaks of the fruit of the Spirit, meaning by that the kind of life produced in us by the Holy Spirit. Paul writes, "The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control." Let us then pray as the Church has always prayed. Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of your faithful people and kindle in us the fire of your love. Amen. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.